Welcome to the Scott Townsend Show, brought to you by Dietzel Man Productions.
Omega 6s, and what I mean by omega 6 is like French fries are like the worst thing. You have these potatoes that are cut up and soaked in a hot bath of omega 6 oils, vegetable oils. That, and these oils have become so hot, they're even denatured. Fries are just soaking up this vegetable oil, and then they take them out and stick them in a different bath of omega 6 oils. And then they throw salt all over them. So you're just basically having omega 6 salt sponges. you know, and then you're chasing it down with a high fructose corn syrup. You know, man, I don't understand why I keep crashing.
Welcome back to the Scott Townsend Show. And today I have with me recurring guest and co-host of this segment of the shows, Nolan Townsend. Nolan, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And it's good to have you back on. I thought it'd be fun to do several segments on health, fitness, nutrition. I know I'm interested in it. I think probably a lot of people are. And you've done some great things here in the last year or so that qualifies you to speak to this subject. So glad to have you on board.
Glad to be on.
So just to remind everybody, you're a Texas A&M grad, business and finance. You're general manager of Social Lounge and a general manager of a new upcoming restaurant there in College Station.
That's right. Yeah.
Came in second on the, what was the first bodybuilding competition you went to?
I did Republic of Texas in Austin, and I did Show of Champions in Austin last year.
Okay.
This year I did the Branch Warren Classic in Houston.
And yeah, the photographs are amazing. Here, I'll put it back up on the screen again, just like I did last time. So this is Nolan striking the pose and looking good and looking fit and, well, more than, I was going to say fit and trim. Not so much trim, but heavily bulked out and defined. Yeah, we'll just say it that way. So, Nolan, last time we spoke, we talked about health and nutrition in general and your perspectives on those. And so you gave me you sent me a diet to follow. So this last week, I focused on breakfast because it was a pretty big change for me. So I had, let's see what I have. You told me to do 3 eggs, 8 ounces of steak, 100 grams of oats dry, and 80 grams of blueberries. The blueberries were no problem. The 3 eggs, no problem. 8 ounces of steak, that's kind of a problem. So I went back just a little bit. I went to 4. Figure that out. So the 100 grams of oats is very manageable. No problem there. I think the steak was just a little much. I can probably add, if it's okay with you being the coach here, maybe add a couple ounces next week or this week, you know, and maybe sneak up into 8 ounces eventually.
Yeah.
Is that okay? I mean,
yeah, you know, work your way into it as we get, you know, all the meals as a regular thing. There will be the thing about sticking, when you have the whole plan, you're sticking to it. You are eating a lot of food.
And
you're eating
You
won't feel the need to snack. Snacking was killing everybody, you know, in terms of fitness goals, because everything packaged is just full of sugar, high fructose corn syrup, which is way worse than, you know, sugar itself in terms of spiking fat storing and these omega 6 inflammatory oils that also spike insulin and keep it spiked for a long period of time. That's what's in snacks, and that's the packaged foods. So anyways, getting full on these whole food diets and sticking to that and no snacking, that, you know, you're kind of, they're designed to keep you full and keep you energized.
So I did notice, speaking of energized, I wasn't looking for this. I really didn't know what to expect last week when I started the breakfast regimen, but I wrote down here, I noticed clearer thinking and a little more energy and a lot more confidence in myself, knowing I'm doing the right thing. So in the middle of the day, I thought, wow, I feel like this is really cool. I wasn't anticipating that at all.
Yeah.
And the clearer thinking was interesting. And that's just changing the breakfast thing up. Well, and I cut out the snacks, started doing gluten-free breads and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. No orange juice, cut back on the beer at night, and like you said. And just those changes right there, I could start telling a difference, especially in the afternoon. So that's just weird. That's wild.
Yeah. That's like what these sugars and these inflammatory oils used in all these products to make them taste real good. They're making them real palatable, I guess is a more proper way to say it, is those create inflammation in our bodies. Inflammation is like, you know, you're experiencing inflammation when you're like you're tired, but you can't go to sleep and you're just sitting there and your heart's just beating, you know, that's a good sign that's going on. And then just, you know, your sleep at night isn't as productive because your body's just kind of upset.
I'm glad you brought that up, because my dreams in this last week have been crystal clear. And like right now, I can remember exactly what I was dreaming about last night.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crystal clear. It's like a movie. Yeah. There's no foggy. It's weird. And then I'll wake up. You know, sometimes people will wake up and they can't even remember what they dreamed, myself included. But this last week, that's another thing that's changed, is the dreams are super vivid. They're super long. I mean, it just goes on all night.
Yeah. Entering a deeper form of sleep, you know, with less information. Thank you.
Well, I guess this next week, then I'm going to start in on the lunch portion, which is the 6 ounces of chicken breast and 90 grams of jasmine rice. Is that right? And then 90 grams of
green veggie. And then
the chicken
be around, forgot, somewhere in the 200 or maybe 300.
Yeah. That's right. And, you know, just water and tea, coffee is really all, you know, during the day, pretty much all I'm doing. But it'll be, let's see. No, that's right. So it'll be interesting to get that, to incorporate that into the day's meals and see how that goes. Mm-hmm. But I'm really excited about it. It's, you know, like I said earlier, it also helps boost confidence in yourself, because you kind of think you're doing something that is purposeful, and that boosts a little bit of confidence. It's knowing that you're headed in the right direction, doing the right thing, or trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. And you feel you just have more clear, steady how you feel physically, but mentally too, because these sugar diets that basically everybody's on. Packed with sugar it's a roller coaster of insulin spikes and energy waves. Well, what do you expect how do you expect your emotions to follow? At one moment you feel great, one moment you feel terrible, you know? And so like your mental is just like going on a roller coaster as well all day long. And these guys keep you on a nice linear path.
What's the biggest nutrition piece of advice you would give me starting out now? Gave me the meal plan. What's the big thing? What's the big thing we need to be thinking about?
Well, getting how you're feeling healthier. Getting as we move forward, you're introducing lunch into there. Now we're starting to like control, you know, food intake and what your body's working with. When we get to a point where everything is on track through the day, all the meals are on track. Then we start. So, I mean, really, right now too. Here's what I would say: you could start supplementation with omega-3 fish oil, and in the ingredients, you'll look in the ingredients at the bottom, and make sure it's from. I want to make you right on this. You want it, the fish source to be smaller fish in the ocean. You know, anchovies, mackerel, stuff like that. Mm. Some are from, you know, tilapia sourced, and those aren't as good. Those would be the cheaper fish oils. Tilapia is just not a very healthy fish. They kind of feed on their own feces. But these things start, like, we're talking about inflammation. So we attack it from a diet perspective. We stop intaking things that cause inflammation, like excess sugar, omega-6s. And what I mean by omega-6 is, like, French fries are like the worst thing. You have these potatoes that are cut up and soaked in a hot bath of omega-6 oils, vegetable oils. Fries are just soaking up this vegetable oil, and then they take them out and stick them in a different bath of omega-6 oils. And then they throw salt all over them. So you're just basically having omega-6 salt sponges. you know, and then you're chasing it down with a high fructose corn syrup, you know. Man, I don't understand why I keep crashing.
Before we continue, the best way to support the Scott Townsend Show is by telling friends, family members, and becoming a patron at patreon.com/ The Scott Townsend Show. So, yeah, we have awesome perks, personalized videos, personalized episodes, all kinds of cool stuff at different tier levels. Patreon allows us to do the show full-time, part-time, anytime. So thank you so much for your support.
So omega fish pills do the opposite. They omega-3s are anti-inflammatory oils that come in, and this mental clarity thing that you're talking about in this deeper sleep, that it just further enhances that. And people who, you know, especially people who are on a diet track that's not the healthiest, can actually benefit the most from introducing, you know, 3 to 4 grams. Again, I'm not a doctor, so, but yeah. This is what I would give my monkey: 3 to 4 grams of omega-3 oils a day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they can actually benefit the most from that, because it kind of, if there's omega-3 to omega-6 ratio, there's, you know, out there that you want that one. Back in, you know, 99% of human history, when they ate plants and animals, the ratio was 1:1 to 1:4. Cause you know, in nature, when you eat, you know, cashews, nuts, vegetables, meats, it's in anywhere from 1:1 to 1:4 in nature. Mm-hmm. The American diet right now is a 1:50 omega-3 to omega-6.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm. And the healthiest cultures out there, are cultures like, Japan, that live, you know, they eat, fish and stuff all close to the ocean. They're still like a 1 to 5 or 1 to 8, and they have the least cardiovascular issues. You know, you look at these different cultures, and you see that these people are just the healthiest. So just bringing that ratio as close as we can back to 1:4, 1:1 by ingesto. Let's say you're ingesting a bunch of omega-6s. Well, let's at least put a bunch of omega-3s in there. Try to fix that.
So when you do the omega-3, what am I doing? Am I doing eating more fish? Am I taking supplements, pills, capsules?
Yeah, so I do gelatin capsules.
Gelatin.
Yeah, and yes, fish is good too. So salmon, especially salmon, has a really good omega-3. But with the salmon, it is more expensive. But wild caught salmon are better, because these farm fed salmon, they're eating grain, and these GMO grains on these fish farms, which are filled with omega-6. Mm. So taking away what's good about a salmon, you know, right. Whereas the salmon, you know, out there in the ocean are ingesting omega-3 filled things, you know, so in the ocean, it, you know, it's just full of good omega-3 sources. So I take one, you know, like for you, I would take, you know, a fish oil pill with M2, meal 2, meal 3, meal 4, just like as a habit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And that's just super healthy. I mean,
yeah.
Amazing. Okay. You'll see changes in your LDL, HDL cholesterol levels, lower triglycerides. You know, it's just, it's money. Yeah.
All right. I'm doing it. Anything else this week about breakfast? And is breakfast really the most important meal of the day, like they say, or is it just hype?
I think it's just hype. In fact, I think that for a lot of people, if you're not hungry at breakfast and you want to, and you know, you want to skip it and just wait to eat something later, that's fine. Yeah, there's this narrative out there that you have to eat breakfast, and then they tell you to eat these sugary cereals to make you super hungry in an hour.
Yeah, yeah. So you go back out and reach for another box of processed food.
Yeah, yeah. The cycle continues.
The cycle continues.
Yeah.
All right, Nolan. Well, really appreciate your time. And if anybody needs to get in touch with you, I encourage you to reach out to Nolan. You're on Instagram.
Yep.
At Nolan Townsend. And I think your email, nolan.townsend23@gmail.com. And I know he'd like to hear from you. If you have any questions, comments about this segment, themed shows, the fitness, I call it Fitness Friday, but I had a hard time getting it posted on Friday. But anyway, thanks for joining us, Nolan, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
For Nolan Townsend, this is Scott Townsend. Have a great day. Everything's going to be all right, and we'll talk to you later.
Scott Townsend Show is a Dietzo Man production. For more episodes, visit the Scott Townsend Show YouTube channel, listen on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. The Scott Townsend Show.
Janet, pastikan untuk melihat dari balik bahu Anda sebelum berganti jalur.